You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. This week, you probably saw the photos of Caitlyn Jenner on the cover of Vanity Fair, and she sparked a huge conversation about transgender issues. But for most people, coming out as transgender doesn't come with a magazine cover or a documentary series, and it can be a pretty tumultuous economic journey. We asked Drianne Juarez to come on the show and tell us about it. She's a project manager at the Economic Empowerment Project of the LA LGBT Center.
It's an amazing time to be trans. It really is. And for me, you know, I'm 42, so I transitioned in my early 20s. And up until the point that I transitioned, I hadn't heard of transgender. I hadn't met lesbian, gay people. I grew up in East Los Angeles. So for me, the world felt very isolated. I didn't know I had a community. I felt very disempowered. I had no idea what my future was going to look like. And now, you know, kids are growing up with Caitlyn Jenner on the cover of Vanity Fair, with, you know, Amazon's Transparent, with Orange is the New Black. The narrative is changing so much. And I think kids are growing up with hope.
What does the trans community look like, and how does that sort of dictate economic well-being?
Well, you know, it's an interesting time because there's so much positive media out there of trans experiences and trans people transitioning and having family members who accept them and community that accepts them. And that's really wonderful to see. But the reality of trans people's experiences is that we're still struggling economically. We're still experiencing a lot of violence. And the images that we see of trans people out in media are very privileged images, people who are able to access a level of transition that a lot of trans people are not. And so, you know, the reality of what trans people are experiencing on day to day looks very different than what we're seeing on television. Trans people are still, you know, experiencing unemployment at twice the national average.
Tell me about what you do at work. You know, give me sort of the tangible steps of what you try to do.
So at the Transgender Economic Empowerment Project, we focus on employment services for trans people. And then we also work with employers and provide them with gender and sexual diversity in the workplace trainings. So helping them facilitate somebody's transition on the job, knowing about trans people's rights in the workplace, creating environments that are inclusive and safe for all communities, and especially trans people. The hands-on work that we do with our clients, you know, what I see is a lot of people who have transitioned and have lost everything because of their transition. They've lost their families, they've lost their jobs, and in the midst of all that struggle, also trying to transition. You know, the clients that I work with, unfortunately, their transition stories are not like what we see in the magazines. For them, transitioning means giving up everything.
When you think about personal finance or economics, how have things changed, or are they changing, in the workplace for the trans community?
They're definitely getting better. And especially when you look at the Fortune 500 and 100 companies, you know, those employers are really investing in diversity. They're developing transition guidelines. They're doing the right thing to include trans people. But the smaller employers are still having a difficult time with understanding trans and facilitating trans people's needs or transitional needs on the job. For them, you know, it's about reaching out to them and letting them know that this is only growing. Diversity is only growing. And so, you know, employers who see the value of that are starting to make those changes.
I'd imagine that you sometimes phrase this as a cost-benefit equation for an employer. And I guess I'm wondering, make the case for a small firm, or if I'm a boss, to say, hey, listen, this is changing and you need to embrace it.
So, you know, I think that for employers who want to stay viable in the future, you know, the community's changing, acceptance is growing, and those companies that are embracing diversity and trans people, you know, are seeing greater success. You know, people want to support those kinds of employers, those kinds of businesses. It's a smart business choice to be inclusive, to diversify, and to also promote that, to let the greater population know that they hire trans people, that they protect trans people, that they have non-discrimination language that includes gender identity, that they have facilities that are safe for trans people, such as bathrooms or changing areas. All of those things equate to getting people who are really talented. And the happier people are at their job, the better work they're going to produce.
Dreon Juarez is the program manager at the Transgender Economic Empowerment Project at the Los Angeles LGBT Center. Thanks so much.
Thank you.